Yorkton, the 2024 Youth, Cadet, and Junior National Championships were held July 6 and 7 in Winnipeg. The national team selection event held at the RBC Convention Center drew over 300 Taekwondo black belts in the 11 to 17 age group. The cadet and junior team selected at this event will represent Canada this week at the Pan Am Championships hosted in Querétaro, Mexico. Saskatchewan had three athletes vying for a team spot. Two of those hopefuls came from Keys Yorkton and were coached by local master Matthew Botnarek. Alexander Orishik participated in the male junior welterweight division and Justice Chiquet participated in the male cadet heavyweight division. The competition rules used at this event are the same, best of three round, rules being used in the 2024 Paris Olympics. Master Suzanne Mitchell, National Referee Committee member, was tasked with running one of the four rings and ensuring that the referees adhered to those rules. Keys Yorkton also had three up-and-coming national referees assist in this prestigious event. Jack Geraldoy, Ariel Alfeller and Joey Garcia added their expertise to the important mission of providing the fairest and consistent application of the rules to ensure the best athlete rises to the podium. Alexander Orishak's first match was against a more experienced British Columbian opponent, whom 12-point gapped him to end the first round early. Alexander's coach, Matthew Botnarek, gave him great strategy changes for the second round. Orishik applied the advice and squeezed out a win in round two by a couple of points. With some fine-tuning of the strategy during the second round break, the third round strategy found Alexander ahead by 5 points. The game ended with Alexander victorious by a 2-1 round final total. He advanced to the medal semifinals. The medal round game saw him meet a very experienced Quebec fighter. Alexander lost this match to secure the bronze medal. The cadets had a double elimination format compared to the single elimination for the juniors. Justice Chiquet had a great first cadet match against a Quebec opponent whom later fought his way to a bronze medal. Justice point gapped this player to win the game in 2 rounds. His second match was against New Brunswick opponent that went on to settle for the silver medal. The first round was in Justice's favor, 15-3. The second round went to the opponent, 7-8. The third round saw Justice utilize a high-scoring technique that successfully moved him ahead to win the final round and game with a score of 9-6. The balance of the field of competitors in the heavyweight division had a B side competition to decide whom would face Justice and challenge for the gold medal that included a national team spot. The gold medal match for us was anticlimactic. At the conclusion of the first round using a play-safe strategy, Justice had 1 round in his favor with a score of 3-0. The second round showed the stamina of the opponent running on low energy. Justice pressed the action and with a few well-timed kicks, found himself on top with a 9-4 score. With this game concluded, Justice was declared a Canadian national champion. This gold medal performance placed Justice on the national team and now en route to the Pan Am Cadet and Junior Championships scheduled for this coming weekend in Querétaro, Mexico. This is an exciting development in Justice's dream of representing Canada many times in the future. The Pan Am Taekwondo Championships are also being live-streamed and his enthusiastic supporters will be cheering him on from our home bleachers. The Canadian Taekwondo Olympians, Skylar Park and Yosipa Kafater, were also present at the event for autographs and photo ops for the many excited year competitors. As a very young competitor, Park competed at Keys' annual Prairie Wildfire Taekwondo Challenge.